Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We are Baltimore positive. We are positively into Preak this week here. The birds are home this week. It is spring around here. I've taken a little respite from the Maryland Crab Cake Tour just for a weekend, just by the pool in Vegas. We're going to be out at the Encore Pool for the Maryland party this week. And then next week, we get back to doing what we do around here, which is Back to the Future Scratch-Offs. We'll be doing that on the 28th of the month. We'll be at Fadley's. The St. Louis Cardinals will be in town that day. And then on the 7th of June, already June, we're going back up to Greenmount Station in beautiful Hempstead, Carroll County, with my man Chris up there in that delicious crab cake. We'll be doing the show at Greenmount Station. This guy does a show each and every week. Sometimes we move it around and try to play some games. John Martin is the executive director of all things Maryland Lottery and Gaming. He's got sports wagering news this week. We got triple digit Mega Millions. We got scratch offs. We got all sorts of things happening. But more importantly, when I peruse mdlottery.com, as I do every week, and I download the app and do all that good stuff when I do spokesperson work. Got a Dundalk winner this week. So when I see headline
Wow.
at mdlottery.com, I'm thinking we should shoot the show early this week, John. We get Dundalk winners.
You know what? One of these days that might be you. It could be.
I'm not of Dundalk anymore. Mine would say of Towson, because I've moved
Well,
uptown now. So, but I'll
hey,
always be of Dundalk, right?
you can take the boy out of the Dundalk, but you can't take Dundalk out of the boy. You know that.
Well, I tell you what, when I go up to this website and I see MD Lottery here, $685,656, that would buy a
That's
nice
big.
waterfront property down in Dundalk. I'm going to tell you right now.
That is huge. So let's go there because that doesn't happen every day when someone wins that amount of money. We have Super 777, which is a progressive jackpot in our Fast Play lineup. And so if people aren't familiar with Fast Play, they play somewhat similar to a scratch off in that we have various price points. But they play also like a draw game, and then you get a ticket, a paper ticket. No schmutz. No scratching. So
Schmutz is not the real word. We've been
of
through
course it
this.
is. Yes.
I need to know the industry word for the little silver schmutz that's flakes the stuff on
Yep.
there. It has
Yep.
name.
Yep.
But go
Yep.
ahead.
But
But
none
the
of that.
Fast
You
Play is
have
none of
none of
that.
that.
Fast Play's got ink and paper, period. All
Ink
right.
and paper, and the gentleman who is a primarily a scratch off person, so he knows schmutz. He's seen some schmutz. His day. So he tries out this new fast play thing because all the kids are talking about it. And he goes in there into his favorite lottery retailer and buys one of his traditional scratch offs, wins about 20 bucks, decides to take that 20 and move it right over into the Super 777 game. Bam! He is a progressive jackpot winner of $685,656.
I saw his picture here at MD Lottery and I thought, this has got to be the lead story here this week. And John, the reason this is the lead story, you haven't been too busy paying Oriole players and paying
Wow.
lottery winners, and they're not hitting enough home runs right now in general. Specifically, they moved the fence in, they're home this week. Let's talk home run riches because we try to lead with that, but I see you giving a lot of money away in Dundalk. Not enough money away on a nightly basis for this home run thing, but they're going to start. Like the weather's heating up, they're going to run you to the poorhouse. There's going to be grand slams, I swear, sooner than later.
Hey, before we run there real quick, let's still stay with home run riches because we kind of forget sometimes that there is a $5 fast play home run riches game, which triggers the chance to win home runs, $500 home runs at the Orioles games. And we had, lo and behold, our first for 2025 season, our first progressive jackpot winner on the home run riches fast play game. We had a lucky player win $84,503. The very first ticket, though, they have not come forward yet. So if you are holding a fast play ticket for Home Run Riches, and on top it says, congratulations, you've just won $84,503. Come on and see me. Come on down.
Well, hold on. It says this ticket was sold in Whiteford, Maryland. So not
Yes.
everybody knows where Whiteford, Maryland is.
Why don't
I'm
you
trying.
tell us where it is?
I'm looking it up. I don't know where
Oh.
Whiteford, Maryland is. I'm trying to find it right now.
Is it
Whiteford.
missing? Wait a
Well,
minute.
hold
Is it
on.
missing?
You ought to be able to find this person in Whiteford, Maryland. Whiteford, Maryland is above Street, Maryland. It is above, it's Bel-Air north, 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 north. It's almost in Pennsylvania by Delta, PA. So,
I was going to say Pennsylvania is north of Street, Maryland. So it's tucked away in between Street and Pennsylvania.
Whiteford is an unincorporated community in Harford County, Maryland, near Pilesville, Maryland. So,
Oh,
somebody
sure, you
up
get to
there's got a lot
Pilesville.
of, well, I got Google Maps, and maybe you don't at the Maryland Lottery. I don't know, but when I hear of places I don't know about, this Whiteford doesn't even have citizens, and they got a winner up there. So, hey, let's come
Well,
forth and get that ticket and claim the money. I don't want you getting that money.
so you're saying it's possible this person could be from Pennsylvania?
Can I ask a question? This is not on the script that Seth handed me here, but
Wait,
what
script?
happens?
There's a script?
There is never
Hang
a
on.
script on Baltimore Positive. That's what makes it so beautiful. It's
All right. All right.
dangerous, is what we do here. What happens to unclaimed funds if people don't come? What goes on with the 84 grand?
Ah, well, people have 182 days to claim to come forward. If they do not come forward on day 183, that money goes into what we call an unclaimed prize fund, ironically enough. And that money then is redistributed out for future player promotions. We don't keep it. We don't have a big party. No, it goes back to player promotions because it is, in fact, money that was won by players. Unfortunately, they did not claim it. So when we do things like promotions, our $6 for five racetracks promotion, which is going on currently, our Keno sprinkler promotions, which are available a couple times during the year, a cash pop promotion, whatever it is, that money for the promotions comes from the unclaimed prize fund. And there you have it.
Dare I ask, and it's, you can do the homework on this. You don't need to know the answer to this right away, but how many millions of dollars or thousands or, is it a lot that happens every year? And I would think
Oh,
some of it might be scratch offs that didn't get sold or that, just in some way that there would be a ticket that gets sold and gets laundered or something awful happens
yes.
like that. Like, but
All of
how
that.
much money are we talking about?
Well, it actually it, we count on it, if you will, to be part the base for our promotion play through the year. So the reason we do so many promotions is because there's some coin in the unclaimed prize fund. So yeah, it turns over. You know, it's significant money, but money that gets reinvested back into player promotions.
Well, that's a sad tale. That's what we want to avoid
Yes.
here. Because if
Oh.
you play, we want you to win. We want you to collect. I want you,
Like our
right.
friend in Dundalk, $685,000.
You know what I want you to do right now? I want you to change the Orioles mojo. Even though you're a Cleveland Guardians guy at heart, you want to give away this money,
I
right? You
do.
want them to hit more home runs, right? And
I
run you
do.
ragged, right? A little bit. Some, every
Right
time the
now, we
bases are loaded, we don't want LOB, left on base, runners at our risk, RISB. We want grand
what did
slams.
this became Sesame Street all of a sudden? But we're doing spelling now.
I'm trying to be Mr. Rogers. I'm trying to find friends. I'm
All
looking
right.
for the
All right.
helpers. I'm looking for the
So,
helpers that are going to, separate you from the money and home run riches is what I
we
want
have
to do.
paid $47,000 as you and I speak today.
Not enough.
$47,000. One grand salami in that, but 45 home runs. So that's your total. The progressive jackpot now has been reset at $40,000. It has climbed up to 42,000 plus as we speak. And you know who's happy about the next set of games? It's a homestand. They're
The
the
homestand,
boys are in
correct.
town.
That may remove
Kenneth
the fence
Klein.
in during these games. Yes.
Kenneth Klein Sr. of Baltimore, Maryland is our contestant for the opening game of the Twinkies series. Brittany Bosley, from Dundalk,
I probably know
whoa,
her.
is our contestant for the next game, and Jay Clogg of Gaithersburg. So we have the next three contestants lined up, hoping the skies part and we see a little bit of sunshine, or at least not rain. We'll see what happens this week.
I hope they feast on the Twins pitching a little more than they did last week. John Martin is here. He's the executive director of all things Maryland Lottery and Gaming. We, of course, picked the Maryland Crab Cake Tour back out on the road. A little respite this week. We back out with the Back to the Future scratch-offs on the 28th at Fadley's, hopefully when the Orioles are hitting home runs before the Cardinals game, and then up at Greenmount Station. John, lots of things going on. I went out to mdlottery.com, as I am wont to do here every week, and we encourage others to do. There's a NASCAR thing going on, and just in general, the big jackpots now are in triple digits as we speak, and they can always be hit by my wife or others for hundreds of millions of dollars. But Mega Millions, as well as Powerball, and they've added a little extra juice, including with our friends at Royal Farms in one of the promotions. But the NASCAR promotion, that comes to me with speed. You ever been to a NASCAR race, John?
I've never been to one. No,
I went to
no.
Dover about 25 years ago. I was Budweiser sponsored. We had the driver, Ricky Craven, on, so they invited me down to Dover. It is fast and lively, and I mean this, and I'm not a race car fan. Everybody knows that, but it's something everybody should do once in their life. Wear the headset, keep the loud off, but to see the power and the speed
Oh,
and the
yeah.
beauty and the colors of the cars and the roar of the crowd, I would highly recommend that everyone do it one time.
You know what? It is a fun thing, and when people can do all of that and win potentially $1 million, it's even funner.
Hold on,
It's
I
even.
skipped that part. I didn't see the $1 million part. You have to
Oh,
educate me about
then let
that.
me tell you about. May I
Okay.
tell? Can I? May I tell you
Life
this?
in the cash lane. Okay.
Life in the cash lane. We did this promotion last year as well. You may recall. Matter of fact, a Marylander made it to the Elite Eight. And what do I mean by that as well? I'll tell you what. You buy your Powerball ticket now until the end of June. And you can enter that ticket into a second chance contest, a drawing to be eligible to participate in a cash drawing in Phoenix at the end of the NASCAR season. Now, we will select beginning in the end of May for two, four, seven consecutive weeks. We will draw five lucky winners. They will each win $1,000. And those 35 names are then combined with other lotteries around the country who are doing similar things in the spring, and we will select, or I should say, NASCAR will select 16 winners. There will only be, well, we have 35 candidates. There may only be one or none, but one selected from Maryland, and we had that the occurrence last year. And then think of an NCAA bracket. Those 16 people are in a bracket, if you will. And beginning then, I want to say it's in the end of the summer, there'll be a series of NASCAR races where each time we have a race, we go down from 16 to 12 to 8 to 4. And then those four finalists are in the finals, if you will, and they're live in Phoenix. And one of those four at the race will win a drawing and pocket $1 million. And there are cash prizes along the way as people drop out. But pretty exciting stuff, even if you're not a race fan.
And all this is through My Lottery Rewards. I want to give you a little auction. I don't say that a whole lot, My Lottery Rewards. I always say download the app, scan, do all of that. But I guess I'm old enough, and I think you're old enough too, to remember like part of like Second Chance was like mail in the form on the back and put a stamp
Oh,
and
yeah.
like do all of that. The digital part of everything, from getting my Marriott rewards together to my airline rewards to all of that, My Lottery Rewards is something that's sort of revolutionized lottery and also allowed for a lot of people to win a lot of money.
You know that it's if you're right, back in the day, we would get things mailed into us, and then our communications team and our assistant communications director, who was all of about 5 feet tall, would jump into this bin with cards and literally up to her eyeballs picking out winners out of that. So now she's appreciative that this is a digital environment. Doesn't have to go into the rolling device there and actually come up with the winners with the drum. But in addition to the Powerball, which is fun with NASCAR, we have a closer to home promotion with Mega Millions, you alluded to, with our partners at Royal Farms. That's a little bit different in that between now and the end of June, if you purchase a Mega Millions, a new $5 Mega Millions ticket. If you purchase a $10 flavor of that, meaning two draws on that ticket, you can enter that in for prizes up to $250 Royal Farms gift cards, up to, I should say, $1,500, and we'll start those drawings beginning here actually this week. Will be the first drawing, and go to mdlottery.com to get a schedule for the drawings throughout the rest of the spring and early summer. And ultimately, we'll have four people winning $1,000, gift cards, and two lucky winners winning $1,500 gift cards, and everybody else wins $250 gift cards if you are selected. So a lot of fun for closer to home, being here at the Royal Farms.
I went to Royal Farms the other day and had some fried chicken, and it was tasty and delicious. So those gift cards will pay off in other ways,
Oh.
including reward points and all of that stuff. John Martin is here to reward winners and talk about sports wagering as well. We talk about gambling responsibly all the time. We're talking about the racetrack this week, and we've had the racetrack promotions we've talked about, as well as we have everything this week with the Derby winner added Pimlico, as we brought up last week. But journalism is alive, so at least I get to say that. But the sports wagering is also alive, John. And I know we talk about where this money goes. I do a lot of talk about Kerwin in the state and education and funds and the general fund and how gaming in this state funds lots and lots of good civic projects in this state in so many ways. But more than that, sports wagering is sort of the newest till of money that didn't exist 5 years ago, certainly didn't exist 10 years ago, that you have a monthly sort of timpani, and it gets to be a big number. Sports wagering is very, very popular here in Maryland.
This last reporting month, which would have been for the month of April, we recorded our ninth best month in terms of contributions to the state taxes we collect for sports wagering. And that was to the tune of over $6.3 million for the month of April. When you add that to our previous fiscal 25 tally, through then the month of April, with 2 months remaining. We now have nearly $72 million of contributions to the blueprint for Maryland's Future Fund, which of course benefits education here in the state. So that's something that's we're very proud of. Last year, fiscal 24, for the total of the year, we had about 60, a little over $60 million. So we surpassed that 8 months into this year. And are on our way. Don't want to jinx us, but we are looking at $80 million out in the future, and see if we can get there by the time we go through May and June for the final accounting. And that money is earmarked specifically for the blueprint, as I said earlier. But we have beneficiaries for all of the lottery and casino gaming programs that we have, and we tend to do that accounting at the end of the year, and I'm sure we'll do that after we get the final tally in July or August, maybe at Mako. We'll have a chance to update you on what that means for fiscal 25.
So you get me excited talking about Mako, because that's Ocean City, that's the beach. It's summertime now. I just made my reservations to stay down there off the coastal highway. So we will convene as we do each and every week. John Martin is the executive director of all things Maryland Lottery and Gaming. Always telling folks, play responsibly, have a good time with it. I like holding the tickets up. I like giving them out. We'll be doing that on the 28th again at Fadley's as part of the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. And we are ramping the Crab Cake Tour up into June and July. And another anniversary. 27 years here at WNST in August. We're going to feature our 27 favorite things to eat, all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery and our Crab Cake Tour. John, rest up this week. I hope the Orioles run you ragged. I hope they wear out Twins pitching. I hope they have natitude of high natitudinal degree in winning this thing with DC this weekend. And I hope that they hit 20 home runs this week. How about that?
That would be a lot of fun, wouldn't it? It
It's a
would be
lot
a
more
lot of
fun
fun.
than being 10 games under 500 in last place. I'll tell you that right now. John Martin is the executive director of all things Maryland Lottery Gaming. He'll join us next week. It's Preakness week. I am in Las Vegas this week for the Maryland party. We chatted with Howard Perlow about that last week as well. Lots and lots of things going on. Luke's at the ballpark all weekend. If there's any breaking news, you'll get it first on the WNST tech service. All of that brought to you by Cole Roofing and Gordian Energy. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570. And we never stop talking. A little more positive.